buy new curtains for the windows, and a new quilt for the bed. Stuart continued to sleep in a room which had been cream and brown through two redecorations. It simply never occurred to Father Rafe to wonder if Stuart was happy. He was the afterthought who, to avoid offense, must also be invited. Just why he was so fond of Maggie, Father Rafe didn't know, nor for that matter did he spend much time wondering about it. It had begun with pity that day in the dusty station yard when he had noticed her lagging behind, set apart from the rest of her family by virtue of her sex, he had shrewdly guessed. As to why Frank also moved on an outer perimeter, this did not intrigue him at all, nor did he feel moved to pity Frank. There was something in Frank which killed tender emotions, a dark heart, a spirit lacking in her light. But Maggie, she had moved him unbearably, and he didn't really know why. There was the color of her hair which pleased him, the color and form of her eyes, like her mother's, and therefore beautiful, but so much sweeter, more expressive, and her character, which he saw as the perfect female character, passive yet enormously strong. No rebel, Maggie. On the contrary, all her life she would obey, move within the boundaries of her female fate. Yet none of it added up to the full total. Perhaps had he looked more deeply into himself, he might have seen that what he felt for her was the curious result of time and place and person. No one thought of her as important, which meant there was a space in her life into which he could fit himself and be sure of her love. She was a child, and therefore no danger to his way of life or his priestly reputation. She was beautiful, and he enjoyed beauty. And, least acknowledged of all, she filled an empty space in his life which his God could not, for she had warmth and a human solidity. Because he could not embarrass her family by giving her gifts, he gave her as much of his company as he could, and spent time and thought on redecorating her room at the presbytery. Not so much to see her pleasure, as to create a fitting setting for his jewel. No pinchbeck for Maggie. At the beginning of May, the Shearers arrived on Drogheda. Mary Carson was extraordinarily aware of how everything on Drogheda was done, from deploying the sheep to cracking a stockwhip.